AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Ross Stores high-range close masks a sharp pressure fade after a 3.1% weekly drop. Ross Stores remains in an active weekly trend signal, but the latest pullback came with cooling market dynamics, lighter volume, and a valuation premium that leaves less room for disappointment. Research brief. Ross Stores closed at $2.32.80 for the week ended 19 June, down 3.1% and 4.1% below its 52-week high. The stock is still 12.8% above its weekly trend line and has an active 44-week trend backdrop. But activity pressure has fallen sharply, and volume was only 0.8x the 13-week average. Key points. 1. Rost remains high in its 52-week range at 91.6%. With the close at $232.80 versus a $242.80 high and $206.40 trend line. 2. Short-term momentum has cooled, with returns of negative 3.1% over 1 week and negative 0.7% over 4 weeks, despite a still positive 10.2% 12-week gain. 3. Volume did not confirm the latest move, with 10.8 million shares traded versus a 13-week average of 13.4 million. And a 52-week average of 13.0 million. 4. Consumer cyclical and apparel retail breadth remains selective, while Rost's own signal mix is positive but no longer accelerating. Price action stays constructive, but the week changed the tone. Rost Stores finished the latest completed week at $232.80, down 3.1%, trimming its 4-week return to negative 0.7%. That pause matters because the stock remains close to its high water mark. The close sits 91.6% through the 52-week range and only 4.1% below the $242.80 peak. The longer tape is still supportive. Rost is up 10.2% over 12 weeks, 28.1% over 26 weeks, and 84.0% over 52 weeks. The weekly trend signal remains active, with 44 active weeks and 84.6% trend breadth, while price is 12.8% above the $206.40 trend line. The more difficult part of the setup is valuation distance. The stock is 55.4% above ShareMaestro fair value of $149.80. So the market is still assigning a sizable premium. Apparel retail context is mixed rather than broadly supportive. Ross Stores sits in the consumer cyclical sector and the U.S. apparel retail industry, where current breadth is positive in activity terms but narrower on trend and relative strength. Within consumer cyclical, only 33.0% of names have active weekly trend signals, and 23.0% show positive relative strength, even as 54.0% have positive market dynamics. Apparel retail is similar. With 38.7% trend breadth, 58.1% positive market dynamics, and 32.3% positive relative strength, that selective backdrop makes Rost's profile look defensive but not dominant. Its 12-week gain of 10.2% is ahead of the consumer cyclical average of 7.8% and close to the apparel retail average of 10.7%. But its 4-week return of negative 0.7% trails the industry's 12.5% average. In the latest week, Rost's negative 3.1% move also lagged the near-flat apparel retail group average of negative 0.02%. Market dynamics and volume argue against a clean confirmation signal. The signal state is balanced. Trend backdrop is active. Price remains above trend, and the expectancy model is positive at 60.46%. Activity pressure is still positive at 0.08, and relative strength is positive at 7.30, but both have cooled sharply. The packet shows a 91.2% 4-week decline in activity pressure and a 45.6% decline in relative strength, which weakens the quality of the near-high setup. Volume adds to that caution. Latest turnover was 10.8 million shares, only 0.8x the 13-week average of 13.4 million, and 0.8x the 52-week average of 13.0 million. The stronger participation came earlier. The 10.4% advance in the week of 22 May traded 18.3 million shares, while the following week's 1.3% decline traded 20.9 million. The latest drop was not heavy enough to signal aggressive distribution, but it also does not provide fresh sponsorship for another push toward the high. Risk is about exhaustion, not trend failure yet. The main risk is that ROST is priced for a strong continuation, while near-term momentum is losing urgency. Recent weekly volatility is 3.8%, above the 52-week base of 2.9%, and the data flags 13 reversal markers in the recent smart money tape. The 52-week up-down split is still favorable, at 35 positive weeks versus 17 negative weeks, with average gains of 2.6% against average losses of 1.6%. But the latest week shows the stock is no longer moving one way. What to watch next is straightforward: whether price can hold above the 206.40 trend line while activity pressure stabilizes, whether relative strength stops fading versus consumer cyclical peers, and whether any renewed move toward 242.80 arrives on stronger participation. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would provide more convincing evidence that institutions are backing the next directional move. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.